This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's an important day for embattled New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. A key legislative committee meets to discuss possible impeachment proceedings after an investigation concluded that he sexually harassed 11 women. The governor's denied doing anything wrong. Last night, his top aide, Melissa DeRosa, resigned. Here's our Mike Hempen.
DeRosa had been one of Cuomo's most fierce defenders and strategists. She said in a statement that the past 2 years have been emotionally and mentally trying. DeRosa's departure comes as Cuomo has dug in for the fight of his political life. Scores of Democrats, including President Biden, have urged him to leave office.
You can visit Canada again to shop, vacation, or just tour. Canada is lifting its pandemic restrictions on Americans crossing the border. U.S. citizens must be both fully vaccinated and test negative for COVID-19. The U.S. is keeping restrictions in place for Canadians. When will the FDA give full approval to the COVID vaccines? Dr. Anthony Fauci says he hopes it'll be very soon now. Here's our Ben Thomas.
Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Dr. Anthony Fauci says he hopes full approval will come by the end of August.
If that's the case, you're going to see the empowerment of local enterprises giving mandates. That could be colleges, universities, places of business.
Acknowledging many people cite the FDA's emergency use approval as a reason for not getting a shot, Fauci says there's ample data showing the vaccines to be safe and effective. And to end the pandemic, it's vital people get vaccinated.
Japan's prime minister is thanking people for helping his nation safely hold the Olympics despite the pandemic. The UN calls its new report on climate change a code red for humanity. This is AP News. The fast-spreading Delta variant of the coronavirus seems to be keeping some moviegoers home.
Are you in or out?
Given the choice of staying home and going out to watch movies, many seem to opt for staying home, and that affected the box office race. The Suicide Squad was expected to be a smash, but it turned out to be anything but. Studio estimates say it earned a disappointing $26.5 million. James Gunn's first shot at a DC Comics film might have been a much bigger hit if it weren't for the Delta variant of the coronavirus capturing the nation's attention. Not helping matters was that the movie was released to both theaters and on HBO Max, giving would-be ticket buyers an easy out if they wanted to avoid crowds at the multiplex. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The number of highway deaths in 2020 was the highest in more than a decade, even though we were driving fewer miles during the pandemic. People are flying down the road, said one law enforcement officer. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.